Governor Eric Holcomb signed a bill today that is expected to take a long-term toll on Indiana's solar energy industry. Senate Bill 309 was opposed by environmental groups because it reduces the financial incentives for households that generate their own solar power. The bill cuts the price at which customers can sell their excess power back to the grid. The measure was supported by utility companies who complained that they were paying customers too much to buy that extra power. In a statement today, the executive director of the Hoosier Environmental Council, Jesse Carbonda, says the move will make it more difficult for Indiana to attract solar energy jobs. Carbonda said, quote, "By signing SB 309, Governor Holcomb has chosen to go against his number one legislative priority, which is for Indiana to be a magnet for jobs," unquote. Holcomb defended his decision in a statement today, noting that the price cut will only affect new solar panels installed after July 1, 2022. Holcomb states, quote, "I understand the concern some have expressed, but this legislation ensures that those who currently have interests in small solar operations will not be affected for decades," unquote. The Sierra Club said today that they expect the new bill will effectively kill Indiana's rooftop solar market.